Today, we are here to talk to Thomas Harri, the CFO of GF Piping Systems, about his personal evolving story.
Hello, Katharina.
Thank you very much, Thomas, for being here. So, the first question I have for you is, what was your idea? What was the project?
Yeah, the topic immediately coming to mind here was the e-commerce platform Connect Store.
And what was it that went wrong with regards to this project?
Yeah, people which might not know, the Connect Store is, in simple terms, our web store for customers to buy GF Piping Systems products. When I took over the responsibility in this area, it was 2.5 years ago, I really thought the solution to exactly this problem here is go broad, bring as many people and customer actually on this platform to make sure you gain traction. And that was also the order I gave to the team, right? I pushed them really to roll it out as fast as possible. And we rolled it out to 15 or 16 countries, I believe, 2.5 years ago. As many customers as we could. And looking at the statistics, nothing moved. There was not too much response, unfortunately. And I was very frustrated together with the team back then, actually.
I can see that. So now looking back, is there something that you identified at root cause or why this happened?
And it was together with the team, we really sat down and took the time to analyze the root cause, what went wrong, because we thought we were on the right track. I thought I was on the right track. And it became clear that we violated just some key principles. And let me just summarize them, right? First of all, listening to what the customer really wants. Anecdotally, we probably did we really do it in depth and understand what is the customer journey or what the customer expects actually of a platform? No, we did not necessarily, right? We thought we did. We did not. Focus. Well, if you roll it out with a small team to 15, 16 countries and dozens of customers behind every time, no, you don't focus. You spread yourself thin. So the team was actually running behind actually a broad amount of different customers and requests instead of focusing and going deeper to understand and learn. And last but not least is due diligence, right? We didn't take the time to really think how to do it, but yes, we just jumped into it.
Thank you very much. So now the question is, summarizing it up, what are your lessons learned and what would you change next time?
Yeah, next time or always now, actually, right? It is, first of all, getting the right people on board is obvious, and I think that was not the problem here, but getting them on the right spot. That was very important, and I think that's something that has to be done faster next time I'm taking over a project like this or staffing projects. Those team members are all great, but not necessarily, they were not sitting necessarily in the role where they can really play to their full potential. Unfortunately, not. This we changed, and I think that's why it's also getting much, much more traction than now. Reflect before act. So certainly take the time to take due diligence, understand actually what you have at hand, right? Where do you want to go and what is really the sensible approach? And don't do it alone, do it together with the right people. I think that's very important. And last but not least, and I think it's part of the key leadership role, remove the roadblocks for the team. Make sure staffing and resources that are needed are there, but certainly also make sure in other ways that they actually can freely develop and act and perform in their tasks, right? And I think these are some of the key roles and key learnings I had out of this interesting journey in the last 1.5, 2 years.
Thank you so much, Thomas, for sharing your very insightful, evolving story.
My pleasure.